95.1 The Bull Community Conversations, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, delivering exceptional personalized health care with compassion. I'm Mark Pitts, joined on the line now by April Wilson. She is from Denver, and April has been selected to be a Walker honoree for the 2026 One Legacy Donate Life Rose Parade Float in Pasadena, California, coming up on New Year's Day. April, we'll talk more about that here in just a bit, you are a two-time living organ donor. Tell us your story.
Well, my story started back when I was 14 years old and I went and got my driver's permit. I didn't really know what it meant at the time to say yes to being an organ donor, but I did. In my mind, it was like, well, if I'm not here, I don't need it anymore, so I might as well, you know, give somebody else a chance to live. Not really thinking that organ donation would become a part of my story in my life. But on Christmas Eve of 2018, my mom got really sick. My dad called us, said, "You're going to need to get here. Your mom's throwing up blood. She's just not doing well. They're taking her by ambulance to the hospital. You need to get here." And so we did. And after some days in the hospital and further testing, it was my mom ended up having non-alcoholic cirrhosis of the liver, and her only hope to continue her life would be to get a liver transplant. Now, she was sick, and so, but not sick enough to necessarily be really high on the donation list. So her best hope for a transplant was from a living donor. And my sister started the process first. I was a smoker, a cigarette smoker. And in order to even have my blood work done to see if I was a match for my mom, I had to quit smoking for 30 days. So in that time, my sister decided to go through the process. And her anatomy was not right for my mom. But by the time they figured that out, I had been smoke-free for about 4 months. And honestly, I knew from day one that I was going to be my mom's donor. I just had this crazy feeling. So Mayo had me come up. They did the CT scan first, which is kind of the biggest piece of the puzzle to whether you can donate, because we had already known at that point that my blood type was accurate or was compatible for my mom. And after all the testing, I think I went through a total of about 16 different tests, everything from making sure my heart was strong to my liver being the right anatomy to just, like I said, that blood type. After 14, 16 different tests, it was deemed that I was a perfect match for my mom. And so in October 21st of 2019, I donated a lobe of my liver to her. Her prognosis at the time was 18 months prior to the transplant, and she is still here today. So we just celebrated 6 years this past fall. And because of my mom's renewed health and seeing all the things that she's been able to be around for, including seeing a couple of great-grandchildren be born, her many grandkids graduate high school and college, and just so many other things that she's been around for, it really encouraged me to consider giving a kidney. And I didn't know my recipient, but I was just so grateful to have an opportunity to help another person have that same quality of life. And so last November of 2024, I donated a kidney to a woman. Her name is Lindsay, and I've had the opportunity to meet her and her family. She lives in Wisconsin, and she was going to dialysis for during the week, several days, and she no longer has to do dialysis. She's doing really, really well with the kidney, and just so neat to see two people whose lives could have ended continue on living because of organ donation.
Because of your organ donation specifically. So those are great stories, April. The liver transplant that was going to your mom and the kidney was going to somebody you'd never met. How did that experience maybe different from those two donations?
You know, obviously, when the news came about that my mom would need a transplant, the reason I decided to was, in my opinion, slightly selfish, because I wanted my mom around. And And I know that it's not a selfish decision, but in my mind, it was like, wait, I'm not ready to lose my mom. I got to do this because I want my mom around, you know, for a long time. But at the same time, with the kidney donation, I thought, this person that needs a kidney could be someone else's, I say someone else's Mary Lou, that's my mom's name. So somebody else's mom or sister or best friend or nephew, you know? And so in my mind, it wasn't really different except for the fact that, like I said, going into the liver donation, I kind of did it because I just wanted my mom to be around for a long time.
So with those two success stories, I assume both those were through the Iowa Donor Network?
I actually got connected with the Iowa Donor Network just a little bit before my mom and I's transplant. But we had both of the donations were up at Mayo Clinic. At the time of my mom's transplant, they weren't doing any living donor liver transplants in the state of Iowa, so we had to travel.
Okay, I gotcha, gotcha. What I was trying to lead to, April, again, we're talking with April Wilson of Denver, Iowa, and she's going to be recognized with an event coming up New Year's Day. We'll talk more about that in just a bit. I guess what I was going to lead to, April, was now that you've had these two successful donations, are you on the Iowa Donor Network's, let's call April first and see if she can help out.
I've seen firsthand the impact of organ donation, and so it has become my passion to help the Iowa Donor Network spread the word about donation. Their primary focus, because they are an organ procurement agency, is deceased donation, but certainly it helps them too to have more people commit to being living donors. So any opportunity that they have for me to help promote living donation, I am probably one of the first people that they call. And I love to share our story because I think what people just don't know what they don't know. And there's not a whole lot of information out there about living donation. And it's certainly powerful, more powerful to talk to somebody who's actually walked that path versus maybe say a medical professional who does the surgery, because it's really just kind of nicer to hear from somebody who's actually been there, done that, and maybe even a little bit more encouraging in that regard.
Yeah, doctors can talk about all that they want, but somebody who's been there, done that, a living example is certainly more inspiring. April, let's talk about your participation in the 2026 One Legacy Donate Life Rose Parade Float in Pasadena, California on January 1st, Rose Parade. How did they approach you about being a part of this?
I mean, I just got a phone call back in the summer asking if I would be interested because I had been nominated by, I think, three individuals that work at the Iowa Donor Network. And what a cool opportunity to be able to share our story even more and even on a bigger platform. And again, my hope is that somebody hears my mom and I's story or mine and Lindsay's story and decides that, hey, you know, maybe I could donate a kidney while I'm still alive. And so if my story even impacts one person and makes one person decide that they would like to be a living donor, then I would say that this experience is a huge success. So as soon as they asked, I was like, yep, sign me up. I'll do it.
All right.
And plus, you know, California in the winter compared to Iowa, you know, that's not either.
Yeah, sign me up. So what do you know about what you're going to expect when you get out to California for your time out there? You're going to leave the 28th of December. What kind of things are you looking forward to out there?
Yeah, we'll definitely have some downtime, which will be nice. I'm taking my mom and dad, my husband, my sister and her husband, and my youngest daughter and her boyfriend. They were all very incremental in my recoveries, and so they're all getting to go along with. So we'll have some time to just be a family and celebrate, you know, the fact that my mom is still here and have some really wonderful time together. But we'll also be able to participate in a lot of different events that are going to be going on. There are some donor tributes. You know, there are families out there who aren't as fortunate, who are there for different reasons than we are. The family that's traveling with us, they lost their young daughter to suicide, but her organs were donated. And so their story is just completely different than ours. we get to, you know, celebrate some of those organ donor heroes that aren't here to celebrate with us. We also get to help decorate the float, which is really exciting because as a child, I grew up watching the parade on TV. Never in my life imagined that I would be there getting to experience the beauty of the floats firsthand. Not, and then on top of that, to actually be able to help build the floats is such an honor, but so exciting. And so the whole family gets to help do that. So I'd say that's probably what I'm looking forward to the most. But then we'll have some interviews sprinkled in, and again, an opportunity on a little bit of a bigger stage to be able to share that story, and our stories, and how important living donors are.
Well, I guess let's wrap up, April. What would you say to somebody who's maybe thought about being an organ donor encouraging them to explore it maybe a little bit more?
The best thing I can say is get information. There are transplant centers all across the Midwest. If you have even the slightest interest in finding out about living donation, there are so many wonderful people to talk to. There are support groups online that you can join where you can hear firsthand. There's also, you know, transplant centers all across the Midwest where they can answer some of the basic questions. But, you know, I'm 47 years old. I donated 2 organs, and today I'm probably living the best life that I ever have. I'm no longer smoking, so when I quit to save my mom, I quit for good. I have so much more energy because of that, and I'm, you know, enjoying life with my mom still around. So I'd say my life is better now than it was prior to donating 2 organs.
They can find out more by checking out iowadonornetwork.org. April Wilson of Denver, we thank you for sharing your story, and have a safe trip to California and back. You're an inspiration, and hopefully other people that will hear this will maybe pick up on that and help save a life somewhere down the road here.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Have a Merry Christmas and donate life.
All right, April Wilson joining us. I'm Mark Pitts. Our community conversation again brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center on 95.1 The Bull.